Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
Chapter 52 of The Spiritual Combat, continued. Moreover, reflect that throughout Christ's entire life, he was motivated not by compulsion or self-interest, but rather by pure love alone, that you may learn from him the manner of practicing patience. Endeavor, therefore, to attain a perfect knowledge of what he demands of you, and consider his delight at your practice of patience. Then form an ardent desire of carrying this cross and heavier ones, not only with patience, but with joy, that you may more exactly imitate Christ crucified and render yourself more acceptable to him. Picture to yourself all the torments and indignities of his passion, and amazed at his constancy, blush at your own weakness. Look upon your sufferings as merely imaginative when compared to his, and regard your patience as not even the faintest adumbration of his. Dread nothing so much as an unwillingness to suffer for your Savior. Rejecting such unwillingness as a suggestion from hell. Consider Jesus on the cross as you would a devout book, worthy of your unceasing study, and by which you may learn the practice of the most heroic virtues. This is the book which may be truly called the Book of Life, Apocalypse 3:5, which at once enlightens the mind by its doctrines, and inflames the will by its examples. The world is full of books, but were it possible for man to read them all, he would never be so well instructed to hate vice and embrace virtue as by contemplating a crucified God. But remember that there are those who spend hours lamenting the passion of our Lord and admiring his patience, and yet on the first occasion betray as great an impatience in suffering as if they had never thought of the cross. Such men are like untried soldiers who in their barracks breathe nothing but conquest, but on the first appearance of the enemy beat a hasty and inglorious retreat. What is more despicable, after considering, admiring, and extolling the virtues of our Redeemer, than to forget them all in an instant when an opportunity of practicing them presents itself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, vessel of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's very interesting whenever Father Scupoli in the Spiritual Combat agrees with Saint Thomas Aquinas. There's many interesting parallels between this book and Saint Thomas's Summa Theologiae. And in tonight's reading, one of those parallels shows up because Father Scupoli talks about the crucifixion as a book, as a book, as a book in which we can learn all virtues. And St. Thomas Aquinas teaches the same thing about all the virtues that can be learned from the crucifixion. We learn about forgiveness, patience. We learn about temperance when our Lord refuses to drink the goal. We learn about obedience. We learn about humility. We learn about gentleness. And the list goes on and on in meditating on our Lord's Passion. So there's no limit to what we can learn, but the learning is not just intellectual. You see what he says? He says that the learning is about hating vice and embracing virtue. Hating vice and embracing virtue. We don't just analyze virtue in light of the crucifixion. We don't just analyze what vice is by looking at it. There is an affective dimension. We experientially begin to feel what we should feel, to hate what we should hate, and to love what we should love. And the first movement of love is a kind of embrace, an acceptance. And he says that we learn about all these truly. We learn how to hate vice from the crucifixion. Why? Because this is what vice did. We want to know what sin is? Look at the crucifix. We see the effects of sin. We see the effects of our refusal to comply with God's will in what Christ suffered. And we saw last night that our Lord considers our obedience to be healing of his wounds. As our sins caused his wounds, so our complying with God, our patience, our obedience is how we heal his wounds. But it's not a matter of just feeling great devotion when we're looking at the crucifix. It's not just about being devout and admiring his patience. We have to put it into practice. Father Scrupoli's book has been called the most practical of all spiritual books. Here at the end, it's very practical. Yes, we can learn to hate and love what we should through the crucifixion. But what does that matter if, as soon as we leave this prayer group, as soon as we leave our morning meditation, we have a chance to be patient and we fail? And he compares it to the soldier. He's been training. He's in his barrack. He's thinking about what a great victory he's going to have. But then as soon as the enemy shows up, what does he do? He flees. He runs. All that thinking about it, all that strategy, all that planning, all that practice for nothing. So let us ask the Lord for the grace to embrace the opportunities of practicing patience when it comes to us. If we've been praying for patience, our Lord will give us chances. He will give us opportunities. And remember what St. Philip Neri used to say. Don't say, I know what I will do, but say, I know what I should do. Many opportunities will present themselves. Let's not talk a big game about how great we're going to do when the enemy shows up. Let's not brag about reading Father Scrupoli's book. I'm learning so much. It's so wonderful. I'm learning all this patient stuff. Good, we should. But we're not here to talk merely. We're here to act. We're here not just to seem good, we're here to be good. As they say in sports sometimes, it's not just about talking the talk, you got to walk the walk. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Strengthen us not only to love and to hate what we should, but to follow the Christ crucified in our actions. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.